The Faith of the American Soldier by Stephen Mansfield. To the chaplains, heroes of faith who tend the warrior's soul. Author's note. The author has, in most cases, witnessed the episodes recounted. In some instances, interviews with eyewitnesses have been used. Some of the individuals in this book are composites of real persons, and some names have been changed to protect an individual's privacy or security. To avoid confusion to the reader, when the unit of a soldier is mentioned, the name used for him is his own. When the unit is not mentioned, that name has been changed at the soldier's request. Prologue. The Vigil at Arms. There have always been rituals for welcoming men to the Fellowship of Arms. We read of them in Homer and Beowulf, in Cicero and the legends of King Arthur. Tacitus wrote of the Germans welcoming a young warrior to arms with the gift of a shield and a spear. Indeed, most every tribe and culture has some ceremony that accompanied the belting of the sword. By the latter Middle Ages, though, the heritage of these early traditions had merged with the liturgies and offices of the Christian Church to fashion a new kind of warrior, called the knight. He was intended to be the perfect merging of holy passion and military might, of spiritual devotion and martial skill. His calling was the defense of Christendom, a task he could only expect to fulfill with a pure heart and a holy life. His war, then, was as much to master himself as it was with the enemies of the realm. In fact, he believed he would never succeed in serving his king until he first succeeded in serving his God. A man was never born to knighthood. It was something he had to prove himself to be. Knights were fashioned in battle, honed by mentors and disciplined by hardship.